Welcome to a special In Case You Missed It weekend edition of Hot Off the Wire. In it, we look back at some of the top stories from the past week, as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, let's look back at some of those headlines.
We'll review several topics this week. First, we'll look at the latest following the collapse of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange, as well as the arrest of its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. We'll also review other key financial stories this week, including interest rates and inflation. In political news, President Biden signed a bill that will protect gay and interracial marriage. We'll also look at what the outgoing governor of Arizona is doing about the border crisis. We have two stories looking back at the 10th anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And finally, we'll look at key health and science headlines from the week.
We are learning more now about the criminal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried, once one of the world's wealthiest people. The SEC is charging him with defrauding FTX investors. The AP's Norman Hall.
The former CEO of failed crypto firm FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Bankman-Fried is under criminal investigation by U.S. and Bahamian authorities following the collapse last month of FTX. The firm filed for bankruptcy on November 11th when it ran out of money after the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. A statement for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York says authorities in the Bahamas arrested Bankman-Fried at the request of the U.S. government. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The one-time poster boy for cryptocurrency, Sam Bankman-Fried, was supposed to testify before he was arrested in the Bahamas. The Justice Department and the SEC say he deceived investors to enrich himself, bankrupting the company. New CEO John Ray told lawmakers it's an old crime, embezzlement, applied to a new asset.
This is really old-fashioned in embezzlement. This is just taking money from customers and using it for your own purpose.
At its peak, FTX's market value topped $30 billion. Ray says in excess of $7 billion was lost and that there was no real record keeping.
They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
In interviews, Bankman-Fried denied any fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
As the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried sits in a jail in the Bahamas facing fraud charges, a Senate committee talked about new regulations on cryptocurrency. Banking Committee Chair Sherrod Brown says there is too much uncertainty.
Making money in crypto seems so easy, too easy. Every crypto token could double or triple in value in a matter of hours or days. It didn't matter if it was created with vague details or as a joke, money still poured in. No one's laughing now.
The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again.
We've continually expected to make faster progress on inflation than we have, ultimately.
The announcement by Fed Chair Jerome Powell was a half a point increase, not as much as earlier increases. Powell says the economy is showing some encouraging signs, but
two good monthly reports are, you know, very welcome. Of course, they're very welcome. But I think we need to be honest with ourselves that there's, you know, inflation, 12-month core inflation is 6% CPI. That's three times our 2% target. Now, it's good to see progress, but let's just understand we have a long ways to go.
Powell signaled more interest rate hikes are ahead from the Federal Reserve.
For a fifth straight month, inflation slowed in November. The latest sign, price increases are easing. The government's consumer price index rose 7.1% last month from a year earlier, down sharply from October's number. The month-to-month figure inched up just 0.1%. All told, the data are the strongest indication yet that inflation is steadily slowing after hitting a four-decade high.
Prices of things like televisions and toys are going down. It's good news for the holiday season.
President Biden said prices overall remain too high, with economists noting groceries are still a trouble spot. Asked when he thinks prices will get back to normal.
I hope by the end of next year, much closer.
Americans sharply cut back on retail shopping as the holiday season began last month.
The government says retail sales fell 0.6% from November to December after a sharp rise the previous month. This time, they were down at stores selling everything from furniture and electronics to auto dealers. Consumer spending has been resilient since inflation first spiked a year and a half ago, but the capacity of many Americans to keep spending may be starting to wane, with prices and interest rates rising. Those who are spending are using their credit cards more. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says total credit card debt jumped 15% in the third quarter, the biggest rise in two decades. The Bidens have spread holiday cheer at an event marking the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots.
Now let's get sorting these gifts, okay?
At a military base just outside of Washington, the President and First Lady helped pack gifts, noting Toys for Tots collected some 22 million toys for kids just last year.
Giving Santa a run for his money.
So how many of you know this book?
Jill Biden held up How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and with a case of laryngitis.
The Grinch threw something he hadn't before.
Invited a child to read from it.
Military kids like you give our country so much.
You have to be brave.
The event is part of the First Lady's Joining Forces initiative to help families of troops and veterans. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Are you going to your company holiday party this year? I mean, are you really going? After 2 years of Zoom parties, many companies are planning in-person holiday celebrations this year. Challenger Gray & Christmas, the hiring firm, says more than 57% of companies are planning in-person parties. Only 26% had them in 2021, and only 5% in 2020. Many parties will be more intimate, though, as companies try to accommodate workers who are increasingly remote and far-flung. One woman who works at a health and nutrition company in the Chicago area got so excited that her office party was back, she picked out her cocktail dress 2 months ahead of time. I'm Rita Foley.
Twitter is again trying to launch its new premium service today, a month after a previous attempt failed. Twitter says now it's allowing users to buy subscriptions to Twitter Blue to get that blue check mark and gain access to other special features, like having their tweets featured more prominently, being able to post longer videos, and seeing fewer ads. The relaunch service will cost $8 a month for web users, $11 a month for iPhone customers. The blue checkmark system needed a revamp after it was open to paying customers last month, but then inundated with fake accounts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden has signed into law a bill intended to safeguard gay and interracial marriages.
Today's a good day.
It was a joyful scene on the White House South Lawn.
Here we go.
As President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, telling the crowd,
"This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms."
Saying marriage is a simple proposition.
Who do you love?
Adding,
"The law recognizes that everyone should have the right to answer those questions for themselves without the government interference."
Cindy Lauper performed, and thousands attended, including lawmakers from both parties, reflecting the growing acceptance of same-sex unions, once among the country's most contentious issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The governor of Arizona, in his final weeks in office, is taking a stand against illegal border crossings. Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican who leaves office next month, has had work crews stacking shipping containers along the east end of his state's border with Mexico. He sued the federal government in October when it tried to stop the project on environmental and land use concerns. Ducey says Arizona's doing the job that Joe Biden refuses to do, securing the border in any way we can. Incoming Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, says she isn't sure what to do about the container wall, concerned about the cost of removing it. Previously, she'd suggested those shipping containers could be repurposed into housing units for the homeless. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge has handed down the longest prison term so far in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor. While they were not charged with having a direct role in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, three men have received long prison terms with sentences that range from 7 to 12 years in prison. They were members of a paramilitary group that trained with Adam Fox, the leader of the scheme. The three men who were convicted of providing material support for a terrorist act had forged an early alliance with Fox before the FBI broke up the plot in 2020. Speaking in a recorded video played in court, Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged the judge to, quote, impose a sentence that meets the gravity of the damage they have done to our democracy. I'm Shelley Adler.
Over 3 million people visit the U.S. Capitol each year. They may soon not be seeing the image of one man.
Congress is moving to remove the bust of the Dred Scott decision author. The bust of a U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote an infamous decision on slavery could soon be leaving the U.S. Capitol. The House has approved a bill that calls for removing the bust of Roger Taney, the nation's fifth Chief Justice. Taney wrote the infamous 1857 Dred Scott decision that held that African Americans were not citizens. The bust currently sits inside the entrance to the old Supreme Court chamber. The legislation also calls for a bust of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall to be placed somewhere inside the Capitol. Marshall became the court's first black justice in 1967. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
President Biden is marking the 10th anniversary of the nation's worst grade school shooting. December 14, 2012, 26 people killed at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary. Most were 6 or 7 years old. They would have been high school juniors this year.
They had their entire lives ahead of them.
President Obama later called it his worst day in office.
And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
10 years later, President Biden says the nation should have societal guilt for taking too long to deal with this problem. In a statement, he notes some progress against gun violence and says he's determined to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, like the ones used at Sandy Hook. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This week marks the 10th anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, that killed 20 first graders and 6 educators. There are no official ceremonies, keeping with Newtown's tradition of marking anniversaries of the December 14, 2012 shooting with quiet reflection. Liz Dosher was a third grader at the time.
I feel like the farther and further we move away from it, the more I feel I'm scrambling to just remember.
Nicole Hockley, who lost her son Dylan, says she's turned her grief into advocacy through her organization, Sandy Hook Promise.
It has to become better with fewer shootings. I mean, I think it's in the last 10 years, one of the numbers I've seen is that we're at 1 million people.
A new memorial was recently opened a short distance from the rebuilt Sandy Hook Elementary School. I'm Julie Walker.
COVID may surge this winter, say experts. We're learning that the Biden administration is again making some free COVID tests available to all American households. And that's not all.
Sources say the administration is putting surge teams and equipment on standby just in case hospitals and nursing homes get overwhelmed. But so far, there have been no requests. As Americans embrace a return to pre-pandemic activities, the administration has been struggling to convince more people to get the updated booster shots that better protect against the now prevalent Omicron variants. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory announced a breakthrough achievement in the quest to harness fusion energy.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm joined scientists and officials at a news conference to mark the historic breakthrough that could pave the way for advancements in national defense and the future of clean power.
It's the first time it has ever been done in a laboratory.
Scientists used 192 lasers focused on a target about the size of a peppercorn. Marvin Adams with the National Nuclear Security Administration explained how this time was different.
The fusion fuel stayed hot enough, dense enough, and round enough for long enough that it ignited, and it produced more energies than the lasers had deposited.
Kim Budell is the director of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. She says the advance paves the way for more discoveries. Jennifer King, Washington.
Experts and environmental groups say the Indonesian island of Bali faces a water crisis. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
While water shortages are already affecting many UNESCO sites, wells, food production, and Balinese culture, experts project these issues will worsen if existing policies are not equally enforced across the whole island. UNESCO worker Feng Jin says Bali's intricate landscape is rare and under threat.
This is one of the very special case of living
landscapes in Asia.
Islanders have a unique traditional irrigation system called the Subak, which uses a network of canals, dams and tunnels to water the island. This is now under strain. The population has increased over 70% to some 4.3 million people, including tourists, according to census data. I'm Charles Abdulledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.